This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Washington Post newspaper reports that for the first time, the single-day number of deaths from coronavirus in the United States has topped 100. COVID-19 has caused deaths in at least 34 states, as well as Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. More than 41,000 people nationwide have been infected. New York is the nation's hardest-hit state with 43 deaths. A member of the International Olympic Committee has told a U.S. newspaper that the 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be postponed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dick Pound, a Canadian citizen and longtime member of the committee, told USA Today Sports on Monday that the games will not move forward as scheduled. He said on the basis of information the IOC has, postponement has been decided. He said details had not been worked out. The games were scheduled to start in Tokyo on July 24th. Neither the IOC nor the Tokyo Organizing Committee has yet confirmed Pound's remarks. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced new curbs on life in Great Britain to slow the spread of COVID-19. Johnson said in a televised address on Monday that people must stay home except for shopping and other basic errands, daily exercise, and traveling to and from essential work or medical appointments. Gatherings in public of more than two people who don't live together are prohibited, and shops selling non-essential goods are being told to close. Police will be empowered to enforce the rules, he said. In Great Britain, 335 people have died from COVID-19. The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, announced aggressive new actions early Monday to try to bolster the world's largest economy against the jolting effects of the coronavirus. It plans to buy an unlimited amount of government-backed debt and mortgage-backed securities to support credit markets. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has failed for a second time to advance a massive $2 trillion economic aid package to send money to most Americans and many businesses that have been severely impacted by the deadly coronavirus. Before the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell chided Democrats for trying to add provisions not directly related to the coronavirus pandemic. The aid package would send money to most Americans and many businesses. Democrats say the legislation is weighted too heavily to favor businesses over workers, hospitals, and healthcare professionals. Republicans accuse the Democrats of obstructing the aid at a time Americans need it the most, as the effects of the virus severely impact their jobs and financial well-being. The USNS Mercy hospital ship has left its San Diego port for Los Angeles to help support the city's response to an overwhelming number of coronavirus cases. Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters at the Pentagon on Monday that the Defense Department is working with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, to set the conditions for the Mercy's arrival in L.A. later this week. U.S. military hospital ships and field hospitals have been sent to overwhelmed cities. They're not meant to treat coronavirus, but instead are to treat other patients, freeing up local hospital beds for coronavirus care. And I should have said, military hospital ships and field hospitals are being sent to overwhelmed cities. They have not yet gone out. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived Monday in Kabul on an urgent visit to try to move forward a U.S. peace deal signed last month with the Taliban. The trip comes despite the coronavirus pandemic, at a time when world leaders and statesmen are curtailing official travel. Since the signing of the deal, the peace process has stalled. Amid political turmoil in Afghanistan, the country's leaders have been squabbling over who won the September presidential election, incumbent Ashraf Ghani or his challenger Abdullah Abdullah. The two men held dueling inauguration ceremonies earlier this month. It was easier to breathe Monday in India's megacities as lockdowns ordered to combat the spread of the coronavirus kept cars off the road and kept factories closed. That improved the air quality. And Japan's prime minister has announced his country will require a 14-day quarantine to all visitors from the United States amid an escalating number of coronavirus infections around the globe. The quarantine requirement includes Japanese and American citizens and will go into effect Thursday. It will last until the end of April. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has been in quarantine since discovering she was exposed to the virus last week, has tested negative so far for coronavirus. She's expected to undergo additional testing. And Cuban doctors and nurses are arriving in Italy to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. VOA News.